Hi, I'm E.G. Cassidy, and it's Emotional Tune-Up Time. Today, we're going to talk about healthy ways to release anger. This is episode one. And this episode is just for men, but if there's any women out there listening, forward this on to your husband or your partner so they can get a little emotional tune-up and better your relationship with them. Hey guys, how are all my sexy, sexy men doing today? It's good to be back. So let's talk about anger. Now I know if any of you lovely, lovely men out there are married or in a relationship, you be getting angry. Okay. Cause trust me, I know I've been married, and it can get ugly from time to time, right? Well, shit, you can't really get along with your spouse all the time. And if you do, I probably need to come over to your house and take some notes. but when you do get pissed off at someone, whether it's your partner or a coworker or a family member, what do you do with those angry emotions? I mean, they're there, right? They're real. You're feeling them. And you don't want to take your anger out on another person. So that means when you do get angry, take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth to calm your mind. And then make a conscious decision to deal with your emotions at an appropriate time. Because, you know, many times when we get into an argument with someone, that's not the time to really deal with your anger when your anger rises and comes to the surface. So I'm going to give you a couple of great ways to release that anger. And no, it does not involve popping your wife upside the head with a frying pan, or your husband, if that's your preference. So none of that, fellas. Okay. But before I start the list, I just want to point out a couple of important things. Okay. So number one, don't ignore the anger and let it fester. Don't let it sit inside of you for a week or a month or a year or hell for 30 years for that matter. You've got to do something with those emotions so they don't get stuck inside of your body. Number two is stay aware of the anger until you can find the proper alone time to process it. And number three, find a quiet, safe place to address the anger. And it really needs to be secluded so that you can be vocal and loud if you need to, and your neighbors don't think you're crazy or being, you know, hurt. Now, once you've found that place, I'm going to give you a couple of great ways to release that anger. Okay, so find a quiet, safe place where you're all alone. And let's do the first one. The first one is a punching bag. And I think that is the number one best way to release pent-up anger or just anger. If you get in a discussion with your partner and you become angry, stop the discussion and go find your punching bag and tell them, look, let me just stop here. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm going to go deal with my anger. I have two punching bags that I keep on my back patio, and they were fairly inexpensive. I got them at Academy, and they were fairly inexpensive and way worth the money that I put into them. So put on your boxing gloves, okay? And while you're beating the fuck out of your bag, tell the bag why you're angry. Talk about why you're angry. Throw a few fuck yous out there, okay, if needed. Give that punching bag a nice kick or two. You know, use your feet. Kick the bag, punch the bag, whatever it is you need to do. And talk about what you're feeling and express your side of the story. I mean, you've got a side to that story too, right? And do it until you feel a full and complete release of those emotions. If it takes 1 minute, fine. If it takes 10 minutes, great. If it takes an hour, do it for an hour. Just do it until you've released the anger and you feel better. I promise you, at the end of that session, you're going to feel some release and you're going to feel better. But if you don't have a punching bag, let's move on to option number two. Option number two is sit down, get still, take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and then scream. Scream as loud as you can. Now, while you're screaming, again, think about what you're angry about. Think about it, scream about it, talk about it out loud, and you know, say what you need to say. And one of the important things about this exercise, or the three exercises here, is to, when those emotions start coming out and surfacing, let them flow. Do not try and cut them off and stop them and cut the process off. You want the process to complete itself, okay? And what you're just doing is you're releasing emotion, which is energy, from your body. You're releasing it and getting it out of your body. So say what you need to say, scream what you need to scream, and curse if you need to curse, swear, spit, bang the ground, bang a pillow, do whatever you physically need to do to get that anger out of your body. All right, so let's move on to option number three. Option number three, and this is one of my favorites, my most favorites. But warning, if your wife drinks wine, this may piss her off, okay? And here's why. Because you can take wine glasses, especially the ones that are made out of really thin glass, and throw them up against a brick wall and watch them explode. I've done it. When I was dealing with the emotions of my father putting a gun to my head and raping me when I was a child, when I got to be an adult, I just had a fuck ton of anger inside of me to process. And so I took some old wine glasses, went out, I lived in these crotchety old apartments, and I went out downstairs to the back side of it where, you know, were bricks, and I chunked two or three of those sumbitches up against that wall and watched them shatter. And the release didn't come for me until it wasn't the throwing, it was the release. It was the shattering of the glass. And for some reason, when that glass shattered, it just gave me this fantastic emotional release. And of course, you know, while you're doing it, throw a couple fuck yous out there, throw a couple of, you know, screw yous or whatever it is you like to say. I like to curse, but whatever you like to say to get it out of you, and do it until the anger leaves your body, you know, and then of course clean the glass up if you need to, but do it until you have processed and released all of your emotions. And I'm going to say it again, do it until you have processed and released all of your emotions. That is very, very important to your emotional health. And it's important to process and release emotions on a daily basis to keep you balanced and healthy. And this way, if you do it and it becomes a daily habit, not necessarily to break glasses every day, but just to process and release emotions, this way your body isn't stuffed full of old, tired, cranky, rusty ass emotions. That will happen. Your body can get full of stored pain. And when it's full of stored pain, you don't, your mind and body don't operate properly. And that pain will constantly trigger your brain. That's for another emotional tune-up video, but that is what happens. So emotional tune-up lesson number one, again, is find healthy ways to release your anger. It's very important for your emotional and physical health. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments, please go to the website. That's where I'm going to see them at and be able to respond to them. The website is www.egcassady.com. Thank you for joining me and have a great day.